Reclaiming the quarry, finding the way home to yourself. If the quarry is the authentic self, why don't we feel like her? If she is our original nature, why does she seem so difficult to find? The answer may be surprisingly simple. She isn't lost. She has been waiting, waiting beneath the expectations, the roles, the fears, the stories we inherited about who we should become. Layer by layer, we learned who we were expected to be. We learned how to belong, how to perform, how to succeed, how to survive. None of those things is wrong, but somewhere along the way, many of us stopped listening for the quiet voice that belonged only to us. Finding the quarry isn't about becoming someone new. It's about finding our way home. Home is not a place we travel to. It is a way of being. A return to the quiet center that has always existed beneath the noise. Why do we forget ourselves? We don't forget ourselves all at once. We forget ourselves gradually. As children, we quickly learn what earns approval and what invites rejection. We discover which emotions are acceptable, which dreams are practical, and which parts of ourselves are too much or not enough. Little by little, we adapt. Adaptation is not failure. In many ways, it's how we survive. But over time, survival can become identity. We become so skilled at being who the world expects us to be that we lose touch with the quiet voice that has been guiding us all along. The quarry never leaves us. She simply waits beneath everything we have learned to become. Personality versus authenticity. This raises an important question. If we have adapted throughout our lives, does that mean our personality isn't real? I don't think so. Our personality is the way we learned to meet the world. It is shaped by family, culture, education, experience, and temperament. Authenticity lives deeper than personality. Personality is how we express ourselves. Authenticity is the place from which that expression arises. When the two are aligned, we feel whole. When they are disconnected, we often feel like we're living someone else's life. Why does this matter now? Because we are living in an age of extraordinary noise. We are constantly invited to compare ourselves, improve ourselves, brand ourselves, optimize ourselves, and perform ourselves. We have access to more information than any generation before us, yet many people have never felt more disconnected from themselves. At the same time, something else seems to be stirring. Across psychology, spirituality, mythology, and even the sciences of consciousness, there is a growing recognition that fulfillment does not come from being someone else. It comes from remembering who we already are. I believe the quarry is one expression of that remembering. Now, how do we find our way back to our authentic selves? If remembering is the journey, where do we begin? There is no single path back to ourselves. Each of us remembers in our own way. Yet certain practices seem to appear across cultures and spiritual traditions and throughout human history. They are less techniques than invitations. Gentle ways of clearing away what is false so that what is true can emerge. I think of them as practices of remembrance. Every wisdom tradition has its own map for this return. Myth gives us the quarry. Astrology reveals the patterns we were born to embody. Human design teaches us to trust our inner authority. The gene keys illuminate the gifts hidden within our shadows. Though they speak different languages, they all point toward the same destination, a return to ourselves. The practices we will explore are not separate from these traditions. They are the human experiences that those traditions have been pointing toward all along. Practice 1. Remember the self beneath the masks. Authenticity begins by recognizing the roles we've mistaken for ourselves. Practice 2. Remember the wisdom of the body. The body remembers truths that the mind often forgets. Practice 3. Remember the gift of solitude. The quarry speaks quietly. She is rarely heard in the constant noise. Practice 4. Remember the power of no. Every authentic life is shaped as much by our no as our yes. Practice 5. Remember the parts you left behind. What we've rejected often contains what we've been searching for. Practice 6. Remember, you don't need permission. The Corey does not ask to exist. She simply is. Practice 7. Remember your inner authority. Not someone else's truth, not someone else's timing, not someone else's definition of success. Your own. None of these practices will make you more authentic. Authenticity is not something we achieve. It is something we uncover, layer by layer, choice by choice, and breath by breath. The Corey has never demanded perfection. He has only ever asked one thing of us: come home. The way home has been with you all along. Coming up next, the journey home rarely happens all at once. It unfolds one small act of remembrance at a time. In our next essay, we'll begin with the first of these practices of remembrance. Remember the self beneath the masks. We'll explore the roles we've learned to play, why we wear them, and how we begin to recognize the authentic self waiting patiently beneath them. Until next time, may you remember a little more of who you've always been.